Hi, this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. A week ago was March 15th, the Ides of March. For those of you familiar with William Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar, you might find it hard to say the Ides of March without prefacing it with the word beware. In Shakespeare's era, this was called foreshadowing. Today, we'd call it a spoiler alert. In both the play and the real world, the day doesn't go well for the jewelster. His former besties in the Senate take turns stabbing him, before even hearing his proposed budget. Ides sort of means divides, since that's what it does to the month. But just because March 15th gets the cool Ides designation, it doesn't mean that April 15th is the Ides of April. April 15th is more widely known in our country as the day to beware the IRS, especially if you claim a $5,000 deduction with your returns for having purchased cling-free fabric softener sheets and mailed them to a hyena daycare center. In short, month to month, the day called Ides slides. I found this out a few years ago when I looked up to see if my birthday, which comes out on November 15th each year, even if it falls on a weekend, was also the Ides of November. Well, no such luck. For some reason in November, the Ides happens on the 13th. But before you get discouraged that your birth month may be Ides-less, rest assured that every month has one. But it comes out on the 15th only in March, May, July, and October. Whereas those of us born in January, February, April, June, August, September, November, and December have to content ourselves with the 13th. It may not seem fair, but I'm not going to take it up with the Senate. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.